groove, especially with a set player. And if you listen to the source material, Manny Trio doesn't have a whole brass section. It's like laid back. We all tend to drunkorize things for playing in stadiums with 60,000+ seats and having to get our sound to travel up a number of roads. In the alumni version of Drum Corps, it's a little bit different. We spoke about performances in more intimate settings. So just have it laid back. It's not going to make it any less effective. It's still going to knock the people over. But it's way more effective when you can hear the percussion and how it blends with the brass. And if you play too loud, not only does it obliterate the rhythm section, but it obliterates all of the other choirs. So you've got to really listen to your trios, provided hopefully the people in the middle are playing the right volume. Your trios, your section, your choir, and the full ensemble. It's all about listening. Okay, let's take that same section again. Try to make it groove. You're gonna make it groove even more if you. Now, what would this sound like if you recorded it with 60 flugels? I don't know. It's not gonna have the same flavor. Let's take it again. It was the first entrance that was like,